huge ring to that.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Let's go!
It is Friday, the 20th of November, 2020, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, the Craigslist Cantata is streaming this weekend. The second installment of Little Women, the audio play, drops tomorrow. And the off-the-page reading series at Presentation House continues on Sunday with a new script by Dave DeVoe. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial.
For barter, this thing I offer for sale. Not with the sign in the corner store window, not in the Globe and Mail. I am in need of employment, I'm in the market for love. I have a backhoe that needs minor fixing, I have a cage full of doves. I have a freshly charged iBook, I have a willing PC. Well, at least 20 minutes of what is on Craigslist for me.
You were being shoved into a Dallas police car.
Take your Vespa for my loud parrot.
My sombrero for your kayak.
Found Canadian tire money.
Wanted pre-1965 folding money for time travel.
I can't believe I ate ants for you.
I log on every morning. I log on just to view what's flavoring the Craigslist broth. Frothing in that stew.
An ever-changing marketplace, commodities and prices.
And now and then the evidence of someone who's in crisis.
To my neighbor who I saw pooping in his yard yesterday.
Sarah Palin look-alike for adult film. No anal.
Very exciting gravel giveaway. My pubic hair epiphany. Slugs for lease. Slugs for lease.
Free grass clippings.
Hideous mean saggy titted cur. Found one large bag of granny porn DVDs. To the older woman watching me buy condoms. Silda Spitzer, I will totally do you. Do you, do you, do you, do you feel lonely or empty? Do you feel lonely?
Autograph copy of the Bible. $1 billion or best offer.
Autograph copy of Plato's Republic.
To the man in the motorized wheelchair.
To the person
man with the wooden leg who lives above me.
The cute microbiologist who's gonna examine my stool.
To the guy doing my wife.
Do you feel lonely or empty? Lonely or empty?
Mountain lobster. Poison oak starts.
Take me in the weeds.
I'm done with you bitches.
I hate you all.
Who put the dead bird in my mailbox?
What we need, what we die for, shiny, newer, different goodies we can vie for. How we ache, how we crave for the accumulated chattels of our neighbors. This is the law that regulates proportion. After expulsion, we require absorption. One day you're empty and the next you're brimming. Take it away and then it's gimme, 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 gimme.
That is the opening song from Do You Want What I Have Got, a Craigslist cantata, what we spoke about last week with Veda Hilly. It's streaming live from the Cults Historic Theater this week. There are three shows remaining, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, with a live talk back after this evening's performance. Tickets are $29 for single views and $58 for bubbles of two or more. You can get tickets and more information at thecults.com.
Complain about the things that you love. All the while, what you
Now, a few months ago, we told you about a call for submissions from Real Wheels Theater to find a playwright living with a disability to become their new artist in residence. The successful candidate for that was Kirsten Kirsch, originally from Toronto, and they're now ready to present her first work. It's called Gympie, a new musical, and it's going to be presented as a virtual reading on the 25th of November. Gympie, a new musical, follows Soren, a young woman with a disability living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who dreams of becoming a Broadway star. Despite her talent, the theater world isn't really ready to risk casting a person with a disability. Meanwhile, her father, the fictional mayor of Tulsa, insists she follow a more practical career path. Soren meets a musician who recognizes her songwriting talent, and she discovers a different route to her dreams of being a performing artist, helping out her beloved town along the way. Now, in addition to writing this play, Kirsten Kirsch is also playing the lead role, along with actors Sean McDonald, Crystal Dos Santos, and Mason Temple. And it's all directed by Rena Cohen. It happens on the 25th of November, and you can find out more information by going to realwheels.ca.
It's a ghost town at game night when your friends are in other towns. A sardine city can't infinitely grow, so it forced them out. They left for greener pastures. They left for greener wallets. I felt a little green myself, sick with envy newly felt. And less is keeping me here. Last year should have been my last year. It's time for reinvention. It's time to venture forth. I'll be moving to the great white north. Shoulder to shoulder, it's getting older and older to make time for a place that is no room for me. And the mountains may be patient, but they won't last forever. Better make you someday, someday soon, before someday becomes never. Less and less is keeping me here. Last year should have been my last year. It's time for reinvention, it's time to venture forth. I'll be moving to the grave.
Far From the Trees audio production of Little Women by Louisa May Alcott is now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and all the other podcasting platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. Episode 1 debuted last week, and Part 2 will be available tomorrow, with new releases every Saturday until December 19th. Go to farfromthetreeproductions.com for more information.
According to the BC Centre for Disease Control, COVID-19 is transmitted through larger liquid droplets, like what's produced when you cough or sneeze, coming in contact with the eyes, nose, and/or throat. COVID-19 is not transmitted through airborne particles, or small particles floating in the air, or through skin contact. To avoid droplet transmission, wear a face mask if sick. cover your coughs and sneezes in your elbow. Do not shake hands or high-five others. Wash your hands frequently and for 20 seconds. Do not share household items. Flush the toilet with the lid down. Practice general cleaning.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Off the Page is a monthly public play reading series at Presentation House in North Vancouver. The series focuses on new plays written by Lower Mainland authors. Playwrights are present to hear their work interpreted by accomplished local actors, followed by talkback sessions with the audience. This Sunday, they're presenting Lowest Common Denominator by Dave DeVoe. It'll be live in the theater and live streamed at 2 o'clock, all from Presentation House in North Vancouver. Recovering from her recent divorce, Harmony enjoys a first date with Peter, an insurance salesman, and they get along so well that Harmony invites Peter back to her house. But there, she faces another and more difficult challenge. She walks in on Peter and her son Trevor kissing. What will Harmony do now? What would you do? Once again, it's Sunday, 2 o'clock, from Presentation House. You can get tickets and more information at phtheater.org.
I've watched the windows grow dirty. I've seen the kettle turn black. I've heard the gossip turn to pity. Darling, please come back. The last I saw you, it was. As sullen as a moon, and every breath you took was heavy, every tale you told was true. There's a woman in you who loves you like I do. There's a woman in you who sees you as cottonwood is drifting. The air is weighted as my heart. And every night the sun is sinking, just like the day we grew apart. There's a woman in you who loves you like. Every crash upon the coastline, a subtle hint to say goodbye. There's a woman in you who loves you like I do. There's a woman in you who sees you.
Players is ready for their second show of the season. It's The Red Priest, Eight Ways to Say Goodbye by Mieko Oshii. It's the story of a woman trapped in a loveless and abusive marriage. She's forced by her husband, a rich courtier of Louis XV, Louis XV, if you want, to take violin lessons from an aging and desperate Italian composer who just happens to be Antonio Vivaldi. It's 20 years since the Four Seasons, and he now earns money being a paid entertainer for the wealthy of Europe, staying at their homes, playing concerts of his greatest hits for their guests, and composing personal pieces for his patron. His task, within 6 weeks, get her into shape to play a concerto for the court in Paris. All for a bet. Sounds a bit like Pygmalion. Anyway, The Red Priest stars Tracy Jennison as the woman, Steve James, friend of the show, as Vivaldi, and Giselle Rocha is the violinist. It's directed by Kelty Forsyth. The assistant director is our friend Melissa Wee, and the movement director is another friend of the show, Kayla Dunbar. The whole thing happens at the Jericho Arts Center from the 13th to the 6th of December, and it's also available for online viewing. And as can't emphasize enough that, as with other shows in town, all COVID safety protocols are in place at the Jericho Arts Center. If you want to find out more details, you can go to unitedplayers.com.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. ZZ Theatre has a call out for a virtual humanity curator. It's a part-time position running from mid-December to early April. We're living through a time of great change, and ZZ Theatre wants to be a part of that change. As a company that is devoted to creating and producing new plays that amplify voices from the margins, with a focus on queer and trans work, ZZ Theatre believes that stories and the artists who tell them can change the world. They're committed to changing the systems of oppression and committed to improving access and advancement for our Black and Indigenous friends, colleagues, and family. Black and Indigenous folks bear the greatest impact from colonialism, slavery, and genocide, and remain most impacted by the ongoing effects of systemic racism. ZZ's Theatre believes that the voices of Black and Indigenous people are essential in storytelling, and for that reason they're seeking Black and/or Indigenous curators to creatively lead ZZ's Virtual Humanity Digital Storytelling Project. The Virtual Humanity Curator is responsible for envisioning, recruiting, and training existing and new virtual humans for ZZ Theatre's digital presentation of virtual humanity, inspired by the Human Library Project created by Denmark's Stop the Violence. Who should apply? Artists, theater makers, storytellers, organizers, and curators who self-identify as Black or Indigenous. If you're interested in finding ways of creating meaningful community building in a digital era, if you live in BC, they're a Vancouver-based company but welcome the opportunity to collaborate with artists all over the province, then send your resume and cover letter or video post, 5 minutes in length, in PDF form with the subject Virtual Humanity Curator to Associate Artistic Director Dave DeVoe at dave@zztheatre.ca. And ZZ Theatre, of course, is spelled ZZEZEETHEATRE.ca. If you want to find out more information, there's a detailed posting at their website. Just go to ZZTheatre/comeworkwithus. Deadline for applications is November 30th. And United Players is holding auditions for its production of Silent Sky by Lauren Gunderson. This is directed by Laura McLean, and it's going to be on stage in March. It tells the story of Henrietta Leavitt, who works for the Harvard Observatory as a human computer in the early 1900s, in the course of which she discovered how to measure the distance between stars. Silent Sky explores the sacrifice and passion she brought to our understanding of the universe. If you're interested in an audition, you can submit a self-tape with headshot and resume to producer Fran Burnside. Her email is franjohnb@yahoo.com, and the deadline is December 5th. If you want more information or get some sides, you can go to the United Players website, which is unitedplayers.com/get involved. The call is for 5 non-union actors, 4 females, 30s to 50s, and 1 male in his 30s, any ethnicity. In fact, applications from BIPOC performers are encouraged. And actors in the same household or bubble are also encouraged to audition. Please note in your cover letter anyone that you are connected to who is also auditioning. Once again, the deadline for that is December 5th, and you can get more information at unitedplayers.com. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us here at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
Safety pin on string from your ear. Dangle me like earrings. I wanna hang from your earlobes. That's about as close as I can get. Fancy me a perfect accessory for your outfit. Overalls and sun-bleached hair. Spider fingers crawl as you talk with your hands. I found out I'm arachnid sexual, I fear. Or maybe it's your eyes, I'm becoming fluent in speaking nonsense. Do you cuff your jeans? Do you cuff your jeans? Do you cuff your jeans? Do you cuff them? Do you thrift your clothes? Do you like the beach? Do you go see shows in back alleys? Do you like the chats or care what I think? Stickers on your water bottle. Patches onto your backpack, it's purely cosmetic. Triple layered garments on your lips. I can see my reflection, you're taunting me with a gold star kiss. Do you cuff your jeans? Do you cuff your jeans? Do you cuff your jeans? Do you cuff them? Roast zucchini, would you eat linguine with me on a park bench? I can bring my speaker, we can bump some Radiohead. Lie on a blanket, talk about the earth, how humanity's a curse, how we wanna float up in the sky. I wanna fly with you in parallel lines.
Thank you.
So that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by Veda Hilly and the cast of Do You Want What I Have Got, Cora and the Moon, Dave Cherub, Madeline Reed, Carmana, Kaylee Fleming, Meehan's, Battle Cat featuring DJ HMD, Pacha Papa featuring Lauren J, Izzy Sendezi, and Clay Ravens. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, CreateAstir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. You can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this. ¶¶